Chris, welcome to the show. Thanks for the time.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Golf is near and dear to my heart. It is something that I follow all the time, and I play it at every opportunity. So this is really special for me.
No kidding. Now, when did you get into golf? Were you still crushing quarterbacks when the golf bug hit you?
Actually, it was. I started playing back in 1985. I started playing in 86. I was a big basketball player prior to that. And, guys on the team said, man, you can't just put that wear and tear on your body like that. You need to go to something that's a little bit more easier on your body. They didn't tell me that it was going to be mentally more challenging, but it was just a great opportunity to get outside, stay outside, because I always enjoyed being outdoors. And, it became a game of skill. And that was the equalizer for everybody who was playing. No matter how tall or how strong or, how athletic you were, it became a game of skill.
Well, now here we are 20-something years later. What's your handicap? What are you shooting these days? Our listeners want to know.
Well, I'm about a 4.
Are you really?
I'm pretty serious about my golf. I took lessons from a guy who teaches on tour. I've pretty much seen all the guys that are out there, from Butch Harmon to Rick Smith. You name it, I've seen the guy. But I work with Cody Barton, and work with here in Atlanta, and also work with a guy named Dave Potts, who are both of them. I think they're excellent instructors. And when I retired, I took golf on just like I was playing football, like I was going to work. I would drop my kids off from school, then I would go and hit balls and learn techniques and just kind of, really focus in on becoming a player. I even changed my body so that I wasn't a football player trying to play golf. I was a golfer type body trying to golf. And it's been great, man. I'm playing Doral this weekend.
Nice. Now, did it fill that void that obviously when you're a professional athlete and you do something for a decade and a half at the highest level, you need to sink your teeth into something else. And did it fill the void for you?
Oh, it did more than that. This is a time, literally, where that players who competed against each other can now go out and play and do something in unity to either support a charity or a foundation or just be a part of a, just a fun day out on the course. And like I said, it's a game of skill. So, I'm 50 years old, 51 years old. When I'm playing against guys who are in their 30s or late 30s or 40s, I can compete. Not how fast you're running. It's not how strong you are. I'm competing.
We're talking to Chris Dolman, who you mentioned the charity aspect of golf, which is my favorite part of it. You actually are running a network called the CelebrityCharitableNetwork.com that puts together some of the components for these charities. Explain exactly what it is that you guys do.
Well, Celebrity Charitable Network is a company that I started. I have two companies. I have Chris Dolman Pro Options, where that we actually deal with memorabilia and those types of things for nonprofits. Celebrity Charitable Network is the sister site where that we offer a number of different platforms. The auction site is just the auction site, but Celebrity Charitable Network is where we have a giving assistance, where we have a raffle, where we have a Fantasy Cares. We're bringing online, and this is really exciting stuff here, we're bringing online gift card give back, so that little small percentage that you have on your Visa gift card, that $1.21 that you can't, spend anywhere, now you can donate it to a charity. And it's a wonderful opportunity to give back to the community. We're working right now. We got a campaign going. It is Golf to End Cancer with AJ Ali, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to help, cancer survivors to get treatment, support and to bring awareness to a disease that we all know that it's out there, but it's really devastating a lot of families. And that's the things I think sometimes we forget is about how much, you know, the family, you know, it's almost having cancer as well as the patient. You know, to give you that website, it's Augusta Tripp, the number 2, ncancer.com. And that's www.augustatripp2ncancer.com. And it's a wonderful, wonderful day deal there. You're going to have 4 days, 3 nights accommodations in a townhouse, you know, 2 miles away from Augusta National. You're going to have 2 badges for Thursday and Friday. Rounds of golf. We have a hospitality suite, the Magnolia, just outside the gate. Augusta National, we have 5-star dining, premium bars. You know, it's just, you know, putting greens, poker, massage, all of your transportation is taken care of. The raffle ticket is 1 for $20, 3 for $50. And, it, you know, it's there to promote and help golf to end cancer. So it's just an outstanding opportunity for those who do not get a chance to go to Augusta, or can I get tickets, you know, for $50, you know, you throw, you got, you know, your hat in a ring there and you can win, you know, a 3-day stay there.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, will you be there?
No. You know, it's amazing. I live in Atlanta. I've never been to Augusta.
Really?
I got friends who played it, you know, and all this other stuff. And, you know, I've never been invited to play, and I've never been to Augusta. But I guarantee I play all over the world. When I go there, and if I ever get a chance to go there, when I go there, it will be the round of my life. Because I've played in Scotland, I've played in Ireland, I've played all over the country. I mean, we have a great event right now where we're helping hometown heroes, where that this trip is unbelievable. If you like golf, you got to love this. This is a trip that takes you to Ireland, and you're there for 6 nights, and you're playing with military veterans that are disabled. But we're going out there, and we're going to play all these courses here. The Tralee, we're going to play O'Head, Waterville, Duke's Golf Course, Doombeg, Adair Manor, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. This is another campaign that we're running with Golf Digest and our military veterans. So, and all this can be found at CelebrityCharitableNetwork.com. You can see our campaigns that we have running and those who are coming up. But it's just a great way to give back. And, you know, golf teaches us all a lot. And I think if there's one lesson that it teaches you, life isn't fair. You can hit your shot down the fairway and be blown into the rough. So that's just the way it is.
You are so right about that. There's no question. And for the listeners out there, the Augusta Trip to EndCancer.com, if you're riding in your car right now and you can't write that down, if you follow me on Twitter, I just tweeted a link to it. So you can find it there and enter for a chance to win. And at the same time, help a fantastic cause. That trip that you just described to Ireland, Chris, and we're talking to Chris Dolman, Pro Football Hall of Famer, that trip that you just described, I took last year for the first time to Ireland. And
wow.
I had never been, played Tralee for the first time, first Lynx golf course I ever played. And we did that same trip. And then ours was a little longer. We had Ballybunion and Lahinch in there as well. Now, have mm-hmm. you done that trip?
I have not. I'm excited about this. Now, I'm going on this trip.
Okay.
I'm going on this trip. And this trip is the August 19th to the 26th. And I don't even know. We have it on schedule. It's coming up. But I don't know if we've actually started the campaign on it yet. It's a little early for that. But it's just, you know, I've been to Scotland. I've played in Ireland before. And I've been to Scotland probably, 3 times. So it's just a situation now that I'm really excited about going over there and taking on the elements.
Well, you will certainly get your fair share of those. Worst day of golf I ever had was at Duke's. I mean, it
really?
Never stopped blowing less than 50. It would never blow less than 50 miles an hour, and it rained sideways the entire time. So make sure you have the good waterproofs. But then you'll catch a day at Lake Dunebag where it'll be 65 and sunny and the wind barely blowing. And as somebody told me, Matt Adams, who does our morning show, who I went with last year with a group, told me that it's not a golf trip. It's a life-changing experience if you take it all
there
in. And he's 100% right.
There you go.
Tell me, when you follow golf now, what are you looking for now that you're a single-digit handicapper? When you watch Tiger play, when you watch Phil play, are you watching as a fan or are you watching to try to pick stuff up?
You know, I literally watch technique. You know, I get tired of watching the highlights because all they show is putts. But I want to see how, you know, you hit the ball from the fairway, from the rough. So I'm looking at your technique all the time. There's a, you know, for every you know, for every guy out there, there's a different swing, but they all have the same principles and they all get to the ball at the same time. You try to find someone that is somewhat in your height, you know, range, and you know, you might not find anybody that's in your weight, but you know, I mean, when I'm looking at Matt Kuchar, I'm looking at Keegan. These guys are, you know, tall guys that, you know, really, you know, strike the ball well. I do look and see how they handle their short game, how they you know, use the course and manipulate themselves around the course, because I mean, you know, we're all going to hit them in the water, we're all going to hit them in the woods, but how do you get out of it? How do you keep your round going? And I look at them and see how they respond after, you know, a bad shot. When there's ever a golf tournament close to Atlanta or in Atlanta, I'm there because I just want to see it. You know, I just need to be there that one day so that you can feel that atmosphere. Then you can come back home and watch TV, because I don't want to, you know, stay there and watch them all the time, you know, because it's just too many people and just too much, you know, trying to keep up with everybody. It's easier to do it on television.
Well, certainly. And every year, of course, the Tour Championship presented by Coca-Cola right there at Eastlake. So, you get one, you get at least one a year. Did you make it to the PGA a couple of years ago?
I certainly did. Certainly did. Yeah. Right down the street from the house. So that was an easy one. And that one, actually, that was the one that really got my son interested in, you know, playing golf. He didn't realize that, one, how far guys hit the ball, two, just how popular it was, and how many women love it. So, I mean, he's 21 years old. I mean, he's like, man, this is great. Look at these girls. Well, that's not what we're here for, but if that's what it takes, you know, let's go with it.
Is he a golfer now? Is he playing?
You know what? He's hitting balls. He's hitting balls. And he's still, you know, a little slow to come around. You know, his buddies are playing more than he is, and he enjoys that time that he spends with them. So, you know, he said, Dad, let's go out and hit some balls. And I told him, I said, I'll teach you anytime you're ready. But, you know, he's finishing up school, and I think he's going to be, you know, hitting balls here in the next couple of weeks when they get done.
Our guest is Chris Dolman. He is obviously Pro Football Hall of Fame. So many things going on right now. The reason we had him on was to talk about the Augusta trip to end cancer. That's just one of the many charities that he's involved in. You can get all the information at celebritycharitablenetwork.com. And I didn't realize until he was on the line that he is a golf geek like the rest of us.
I love it.
Where haven't you played besides Augusta? And incidentally, I played on the PGA Tour for 10 years, never made it to Augusta as a player, and have never been invited to play as a guest. So when you go, think of me, because I never got invited either.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna see here. I just did a big event out in Pebble Beach in November. It was like a 3-day event. Absolutely wonderful. And I tell you what, you got to take your hat off to guys who stand out there and play, you know, competitive golf for 3 days or 4 days. I mean, it was absolutely, I was so wind beaten when I got to the room. All I wanted to do was take a nap. And you're just constantly out there fighting these elements, constantly out there fighting these elements. You know, trying to keep your ball in play, trying to, you know, make sure that you hit these small greens, you know, adjusting, you know, the putting on these Poana greens. I mean, all this stuff is constantly going on. And it wears you down physically and mentally. You know, I played in, you know, all the islands, of course, and played in, you know, overseas. And there's not a time that you can find me, even when I go to church, I have my golf clubs in my car. So, I mean, I got it bad. And I got a pretty sweet deal, too, because, I kind of product test for Titleist. So I got all the cool stuff. I mean, circle tee putter, it's just, the new drivers and irons and wedges. And I went out to the factory and got tested and, you know, just all the good stuff that, you know, I was just in golf heaven because, I mean, when you leave outside of your primary vocation and go into something else where the, you know, you're really green, it becomes, you're like a kid in a candy store. And, you know, the first time I met Bob Bokey, it was, you know, it was like, man, you got your name on millions of wedges out here. And here's a guy who's 75 years old that still comes to the shop every day. You know, yeah. I met Jaime, the guy who builds all the tour guys' clubs. You know, Mike Rutledge, you know, who handles the tour. I mean, these are the guys who handle me. And it's just like anything they want, you got it from me. I mean, it's just easy.
No doubt about it. I don't know if are you still there, Chris?
I'm still here.
Okay. Sorry. I thought we lost you there for a second. Now it's very cool. And there's nothing like having boxes of clubs just show up on your front porch, is there?
There's nothing like it's like Christmas. It really is.
It absolutely is. Well, we need to get together and tee it up. I'm about a six these days cause I hadn't played in a long time. So, not, you know, you're going to hit it further than me, but I'd love to tee it up with you sometime.
I would love to. Now, where are you located?
I live in Greensboro, but I travel with the tour most of the time. I'm just right up 85.
North Carolina or South Carolina?
North Carolina, where they I'm a member at the Donald Ross course where they play the Wyndham Championship in August.
Oh, Donald Ross.
Yeah.
How about Sedgefield? That? He designed Augusta, correct?
No. No, he was Pinehurst number two, where they'll play the U.S. Open next year. Oak Hill, where they're playing the PGA. He did a lot of golf courses around the country.
He did York Country Club. I grew up in York, Pennsylvania. Right. And he did the course there. And I thought he had some kind of connection to Augusta, but, you know, Pinehurst is probably what it is. But just to show you how small the world is, my son goes to Greensboro College in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
That's why I said North and South. So I'm going to take you up on that round of golf.
Well, I tell you what, when we hang up, which we need to do here in a minute because I'm running late, get my phone number from Brian who called you. I hope it was either Brian or Kelly. And shoot me a text with your number. Let me know when you're going to come to town, and we'll tee it up.
I love it.
Thank you so much for the time. And I look forward to meeting you in person. All of the charitable stuff is fantastic. Check them out at celebritycharitablenetwork.com, AugustaTripToEndCancer.com to win a chance to go to Augusta National. Chris, it's been a great pleasure. Thanks so much.
The pleasure's all mine. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you.
Yeah, and stay on the line. B-Dog Brian will give you my number. And get in touch when you come to see your son. We'll go play Sedgefield.
Sounds good.